are here on Tuesday morning, I think it is.
It is Tuesday.
With Mr. Keith Richmond from Affinion. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Thanks.
We are still hanging in here. It's like, what, the second and a half day?
It is the second and a half day. It's going really well.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are you hearing in the hallways? What are people talking about?
People are talking about just a lot of the positive things that are happening in the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of buzz right now about the keynote speaker today, Colin Powell.
So that's
interesting. That's really exciting. And then the march to Capitol Hill tomorrow. Everyone's really talking about that.
And the wacky weather that's going on here. It's like,
I'll take
it. It's going to be super. I know. I think we'll all take it. It's really, really nice here in Washington, D.C. Hey, your goals for the show. What are your expectations? What are your goals before we talk about Lux 360?
Well, I think this is my first year here. My goal was really to just, you know, get a sense of, you know, what's happening in the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nice to be able to meet some of our clients face to face. That's
mm-hmm.
something that, you know, kind of being in the data analytics realm, you don't necessarily meet people face to face. So being able to put a name and a face together is extremely beneficial, and I've had a really good time doing that.
Your best friend in the data world's numbers and stuff. And
correct.
That you're dealing with all
yes,
the time.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Speaking of data, you guys have a new product service called Lux 360.
Correct, yep.
So give us a quick 411 on what that's all about and how does it benefit credit unions so they can learn more about it.
All right, well, Lux 360 was developed by my team, and the way we did it is we harnessed our relationship that we have with Axiom,
mm-hmm.
who is really kind of a data and analytics provider.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were able to do is come up with basically an analytics dashboard that has a couple different components. We have a demographic dashboard, two financial dashboards, a behavioral dashboard,
mm-hmm.
and we can also do some geographic
mm-hmm.
Heat mapping and stuff like that.
Okay.
So what that does is it basically allows small to mid-sized credit unions
mm-hmm.
Kind of put their foot in the door of the analytics realm. For years, they've struggled to kind of keep up with the larger financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So by us providing that, they aggregate dashboards at no cost to them, our marketing clients,
mm-hmm.
They can really just, you know, put their foot in the door mm-hmm. and start the whole analytics process. And you know, start working and communicating and marketing to their clients
mm-hmm.
And their customers and their members a little more effectively than what they have
okay.
been.
Yeah. Gotcha. Isn't it amazing how far analytics has come, just like in the last couple of years?
I mean, it changes every day.
You know, I know you rarely heard about analytics unless you were working in that
correct.
On a day-to-day basis. But now it's every other word is data analytics. And so, and you got to take advantage of the, because all the credit unions have this data
mm-hmm.
and take advantage of it and to really personalize their products and services. And it sounds like this is what you guys are doing with Lux 360.
Exactly. And credit unions typically will have a lot of transactional data that sits in their core system. And what we're providing with Lux 360 is actually a little bit outside of that. So
mm-hmm.
the data elements that we're appending and providing aren't necessarily tied to the transactional data. It's more tied to the behaviors and just the actual life of the members
mm-hmm.
of those credit unions. So it's usually data that the credit union does not have unless
mm-hmm.
they're purchasing it from a third party.
We don't want to
and
do
we're
that.
Kind of bridging that gap
yeah, we
and
want our
providing
own data.
It to them. Exactly.
We want our own data.
Exactly.
Organic, I
yes.
tell you. So what's the goal here with Lux 360?
The goal is to be, you know, a value to our clients,
mm-hmm.
our actively marketing clients,
mm-hmm.
But to basically just make, you know, the credit union, our credit union marketing clients as successful as possible.
Yeah.
You know, they, you know, struggle to make the investment and to get the systems in place to be able to kind of structure themselves to, you know, buy data and utilize data.
Mm-hmm.
And because of our relationships and our capabilities,
mm-hmm.
we really set them up to be as successful as
mm-hmm.
possible,
mm-hmm.
not just in the direct mail, you know, world, but basically across all communication and all marketing efforts and their
okay.
own financial institutions.
Cool. Hey, to wrap up here, because I know you guys have a busy, busy day ahead of you, where do you see this going in 2017? Like you said, it's changing by the
mm-hmm.
second, kind of. So where do you see it going in 2017?
I think the main thing that I want to do is continue to listen to our clients
mm-hmm.
and the credit unions that are using Lux 360
mm-hmm.
and really just evolve it over time
mm-hmm.
to adapt to what they need.
Right, right.
This is really just the first version of it,
mm-hmm.
which is really exciting. But over time, get it to a point where they're utilizing it and they're benefiting from it,
mm-hmm.
where it's a necessity for them,
mm-hmm.
and we're providing that necessity
yeah.
for them.
It sounds like it can be like unique to each credit union.
It can.
Right? And it's going to evolve based on their usage, right?
Correct. And, you know, the Lux 360 package is aggregate data, But we also have the capability for them to work directly through a secure portal to be able to buy the member level data so that they can actually figure out who those members are in a secure fashion and then take action plans and build, you know, strategic marketing campaigns and communication campaigns to be able to reach those members. Like the millennials, you want to speak to them a certain way than you do like a Gen Xer.
Right.
So being able to get the member level data is something we also have the capability to do. So it's really a two-tiered analytics approach that I think will help credit unions tremendously in the future.
Indeed. Keep them a step ahead. Right on, man. So, all right, Keith.
Thank you so much.
Well
I appreciate
done.
It.
Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And nice shirt.
I appreciate it. Thank you.